NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by RCA Victor. See all that's new in home entertainment now during RCA Victor Week. Now with the news, here is David Rush.
The United States has denounced the conviction of a young American in East Berlin as a travesty of justice, compounded by the fact the defendant was held almost a year without specific charges. 27-year-old Peter Feinauer of Providence, Rhode Island, was sentenced to 15 years in prison after being tried in secret on charges he spied for the United States and helped East Germans escape to the West. Feinauer was arrested last October. He was brought before the East Berlin court yesterday. The flood crest of the Rio Grande River is headed toward Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros, Mexico, after inflicting heavy destruction for 200 miles upstream. But forecasters say the floodwaters will empty into the Gulf of Mexico with little danger to the two cities. Radio Peking says Chinese Communist Party chief Mao Zedong made a rare public appearance today. The broadcast said Mao met a delegation of foreign dignitaries, including the Albanian premier, attending celebrations marking Red China's 18th anniversary. It was the first time the 73-year-old Mao has been reported in public view since May 11th. More news after this for RCA Victor.
There's gotta be a reason, gotta be a reason. There's gotta be a reason when you first think of a TV. There's gotta be a reason, and RCA Victor's got a more.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. And now's the time to see all the reasons, because it's RCA Victor Week at your RCA Victor dealers. Come in and see RCA Victor's 1968 line of color TV sets and other RCA Victor products. This is the time your dealer is offering exciting values in new RCA Victor color TVs, black and white TVs, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
When you're first in color TV,
see all the reasons at your RCA Victor dealers now during RCA Victor Week.
Once again, David Rush.
President Johnson has signed the largest defense money bill since the Korean War. A report from Carl Stern, NBC News, with the presidential party in Texas.
President Johnson has signed a record $70 billion defense appropriation, noting at the same time his displeasure that Congress gave him $1.5 billion less dollars than he requested. He indicated his request did reflect an austerity budget and that he may later have to ask Congress for more money to meet the unpredictable costs of fighting in Vietnam. He also criticized Congress for barring Great Britain from bidding to supply certain military items and said that move endangers British-American trade, which means jobs for Americans. The president said also that Congress acted unwisely in placing a floor under the manpower level of reserve forces. But he needs the defense appropriation, and he signed it anyway, objections notwithstanding. Carl Stern, NBC News, at the Texas White House.
President Johnson's latest offer to halt the bombing of North Vietnam has been dismissed by the official Soviet news agency TASS as nothing new. In Vietnam, communist forces attacked isolated outposts and a U.S. base camp in the Mekong Delta, 42 miles southwest of Saigon. 16 Americans were wounded. Governor Claude Kirk of Florida today called for the resignation of Defense Secretary McNamara. He said McNamara has lost the confidence of the civilians and the military for his handling of the Vietnam situation. Kirk, who is considered a possible candidate for the Republican vice presidential nomination, was particularly critical of the Defense Secretary's plan to put up a barrier between North and South Vietnam to halt the flow of communist men and supplies from the North. The Florida governor spoke at a meeting of Republican women in Little Rock, Arkansas. More in a moment.
Among the over 500,000 members of the Retail Clerks Union are many high-income salespeople with earnings comparable to those of other professional people. Having invested many years' service to their employer, they know that working under a union collective bargaining agreement contributes in great measure to their economic security. The provisions of this agreement safeguard them against arbitrary changes in employment conditions and against unfair dismissal. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
Three teams are now battling for first place in the American League. Chicago lost last night and was eliminated from contention, leaving Boston, Minnesota, and Detroit. Boston plays the Twins today. The California Angels are at Detroit, and it's raining in both cities. For the second time this week, former Premier Kanellopoulos has denounced Greece's military regime in defiance of the law. Kanellopoulos, who was ousted by the army coup last April, said the best thing the army leaders can do is rid Greece of their presence. Again, the lead story, United States denounces East German conviction of American student as travesty of justice. David Rush, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again in the hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of the metropolitan area next on The Conversation Station, WNBC New York. It's 63 degrees and partly cloudy in New York, and this is Fred Collins with metropolitan area headlines. New York City's Human Rights Commissioner has echoed feelings of slum area leaders against teachers who staged the recent work stoppage. Commissioner William Booth says the teachers ought to quit the United Federation of Teachers. Booth says the Federation is a trade union, and he doesn't think that's good for teachers or the schools. Booth also says he believes many city teachers aren't qualified, but the school board doesn't have any way of getting rid of them. Neighborhood polling places are open in New York City today for voter registration for the November 7th elections. Polling places are open until 10:30 tonight and from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. next Monday and Tuesday. About 100 Long Islanders are demonstrating outside the International Hotel at Kennedy Airport to protest jet airliner noises. Inside the hotel, federal, state, and city officials are discussing jet airliner noise. The demonstrators are demanding action. One carries a sign asking, "Is violence our only resort?" Connecticut Democratic Senator Abraham Ribicoff predicts that his state will double its population by the year 2000. But Ribicoff says he's concerned about the state's ability to keep pace in conservation, to preserve, protect, and restore our natural landscape. Ribicoff today told a paint salesman's convention in Moodus, Connecticut, that the federal government can help with planning and to pay some of the bills. The biggest police demonstration in New Jersey's history is expected today at Woodbridge. Police there are picketing City Hall to back demands for better pay and working conditions. They expect to be joined today by officers from all 176 police departments in the state. Now the weather picture. The present temperature 63 degrees, down 1 degree from the last hour, and it's partly cloudy. The humidity 44%, the barometer 29.89 inches and is rising. The wind is from the southwest at 13 miles an hour. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high around 75. Fair and cool tonight and Sunday with a high in the 50s. Precipitation probability this afternoon near zero. The pollen count, 1. Repeating the present temperature, 63. And that's the news and weather to this moment. Next news at 1 o'clock. This is Fred Collins. See, how does that old rhyme go? 30 days, half September, April, June, and November? Yeah, that's it. Well, anyway, on this last day of September, Monitor 67, half Gene Rayburn back as host. Greetings, amigos, and at half music by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass to start this half hour, A Banda. While we await for the arrival of the melody, you thought you might like to know that you're going to meet a 7-year-old airline pilot 3 minutes from now. That's right, 7 years old. He's a delightful youngster. Be sure to listen.
merchandise cars were run over to Plymouth. It started a movement, a momentum, a beat, and the beat goes on.
'68 Plymouths now at your Plymouth dealer, where the beat goes on. Hey, we don't have any statistics on it, but it's pretty safe to say that not too many 7-year-old boys have ever been in a plane, and it's even safer to say that only one has ever flown a plane. At least he's the only one we ever heard of. He's Jeff Nadenhoff, reputed to be the youngest pilot in the country, whose father, John, has a small airport in Elyria, Ohio, and on a flying trip to Cleveland, he spoke with Don Young, NBC News.
Tell me, how did you get down here, Jeff?
I flew down in a Cherokee 140 with my mom, my dad, and me.
Who did the flying?
I did.
Have any trouble?
No.
Tell me something about yourself. How tall are you? How much do you weigh? Where do you go to school? What grade are you in?
I'm in third grade. 4'3".
How much do you weigh?
55.
And you have how many hours of flying?
25, something. I sit on 2 pillows and 1 for my back. I still can't reach him. The Cessna 150, I can just a little bit. The Cherokee 140, a little.
Now, you began flying at what age?
5.
What first got you attracted to flying?
Well, my whole family did it, so I got a little jealous.
Do you remember the first time you actually took an airplane off the ground yourself?
Yes.
Describe it for me.
Well, it wasn't too hard. It wasn't too easy.
Talk about it. Describe it for me.
That's all there is to say.
Does your dad help you when you fly?
Not very much, no.
What does he do when you fly?
Just sits there.
What do you want to do when flying?
Well, when I grow up, I want to be a commercial pilot right now, but then I might want to be an astronaut.
Why an astronaut?
I don't really know, but just to see what it's like around the world.
Do you think you might be one of those people that might want to go to the moon when you grow up?
Maybe.
What about college?
I think I'll go to college for a couple years now.
Did you have a problem trying to talk your dad into letting you fly the airplane, actually?
Well, I remember once I asked him if I can fly. He said no. The next time I asked him, he said, okay. Then we just went up.
If you have a buddy who's 7, he's your size, your height, your weight, and he says, hey, listen, I'd like to have my dad teach me to be a pilot. Now, what would you tell him to do?
Ask his dad and try to convince him that it's fun to fly.
Okay, what argument should he use to convince his dad?
Dad, I want to talk to you for a second. I think you better sit down. Or maybe you better stand up, I don't know. Can I learn to fly? And the father probably says, no!
Then what?
I don't know. That's about all.
And that's Jeff Nadenhoff, the young fellow who flies airplanes. He wants to be a commercial pilot. This is Don Young in Cleveland reporting for Monitor.
A remarkable kid. I didn't even know how to get airsick when I was 7. Well, he really sounds wonderful. Frankly, I don't think I'd be alarmed if I were in a commercial airliner and heard his voice over the PA system saying, this is your captain. Anyway, not after hearing him talk today. However, he can't solo, of course, until he's 16, according to the rules. His father sits beside him during all his flights, so we'll just have to wait and see. Now, let's see. Uh-oh. What a way to start the big Monitor candy weekend. Someone's broken into my box of Brock's almond caramel clusters. They really make almond caramel clusters? They do. There's probably a sneaky old Ed McMahon who got into my box of Brock's, because he's got a big thing about Brock's chocolates. That's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's. And these almond caramel clusters are chocolates to have a thing about, all right? Now, you listen to this. Crunchy toasted almonds, deeply nestled in buttery caramel. Are you still with me? All right. These crunchy almonds and buttery caramel are then smothered with a thick, thick coating of the chocolate of chocolates, Brock's Own. What's more, this chocolate is specially blended for almond caramel clusters. Get Brock's new almond caramel clusters at the Chocolates to Cheer About display in your favorite store. That's a mouthful.
So are those almond caramel clusters by Brock's. Delicious.
By the bay, or by the bat, chocolates to cheer about.
On monitor next, one of the latest from the Ray Conniff Singers. One paddle, two paddle. One paddle, two paddle. Three, four, five.
One paddle, two paddle. Three paddles. One paddle, two paddle. 14 on the back. 14 on the back. 32 on the back.
Time, 19 and a half minutes past the hour, and you're on the monitor beacon. You're listening to The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Paper is the one bit of half when you're having more than one.
Know what would go great right now? A bracing cold beer. Man, nothing tastes better than that first frosty glass. And when your beer is Schaefer, you get that same rewarding flavor in the second glass and the third. Because Schaefer has flavor that never fades, never lets you down. You get first beer pleasure, first glass to last.
Gene Rayburn once again, and did you know that this week Spaniards were urged by their government to drink more wine? It's either that or produce less of it. They've got a surplus. And did you know that Dean Martin is now going to sing Welcome to My World, and it has nothing to do with the wine in Spain?
Welcome to my world. Step into
horse race of the year could be the Woodward Handicap to be run this afternoon, and you'll learn why in 1 minute from Joe Garagiola, who's brought to you by the Associates Finance Company. Here's Joe.
You know, this is the week of overlapping seasons. Football in one stadium, baseball in another. A good sports fan doesn't know which way to turn. Just like a guy who's got too many bills. He doesn't know which way to turn either. Of course, my advice to anybody who's got too many bills to pay is to see my friends, the Associates. They're nice people with money to loan you. And they've got finance offices all over the country just to keep that money nice and handy for you. Chances are the Associates can arrange a loan for you for any good purpose. To pay those back-to-school bills, for auto repairs, for doctor or dentist bills, or for a bill consolidation loan to pay off all your back bills. Take it from me, Joe Garagiola. If you're bothered by too many bills, or if you need money for any good purpose, look in the yellow pages for the Associates. Associates Finance Company. Nice people with money to loan you. This afternoon at New York's Aqueduct Racetrack, there'll be a race that really qualifies as something special. I don't think I'm going too far when I say that this is not only the race of the year, but the race of recent years. This is a race with everything. You can get a pretty good argument among racing fans as to which horse is really the number one racer in the country, with just about everyone making their choice from three horses. This afternoon ought to settle some things, because all three of them will be there. The race is the Woodward, run over a mile and a quarter, which is a good test. Weight doesn't figure to be a factor. The older horses will carry 126 pounds, and the younger ones, 6 pounds less. No single trainer dominates the race either, because they're all right near the top of their profession. You can't even find much of an edge in the jockeys. Trainer Eddie Neloy will send his big money-winning four-year-old Buck Passer to the post, probably as the favorite. If you could break the horses in this race down to a champion and challengers, Buck Passer would have to be called champion. You can say a lot of things about Eddie Neloy's ability as a trainer, but the bank book makes the rest of it unnecessary. Frank Whiteley, who'll be saddling the great three-year-old Damascus, has a reputation for not saying very much. He also has a habit of training horses who do the talking for him. Opinion is evenly divided as to whether his Damascus is the best three-year-old in the country. Those who don't think so go for Dr. Fager. Dr. Fager is trained by Johnny Nerud and named after a man who once saved Nerud's life. Nerud has earned himself a reputation as one of the outstanding trainers in the country, and Dr. Fager has helped that reputation. The horse is not noted for his strength, and the trainer makes sure he is fit or he doesn't run him. 38-year-old Alan Jerkins is a trainer with a talent for making other trainers look bad. He claims horses who haven't been winning and makes winners out of them. Jerkins is entering a horse today named Handsome Boy. And while the horse really doesn't figure in this company, it's tough to count out any horse that's trained by Alan Jerkins. The jockeys are outstanding, too. The hottest rider in recent years, Braulio Baeza, will be up on Buck Passer. The jockey who's a cinch to be the biggest winner of all time, Willie Shoemaker, will be riding Damascus. Shoemaker is not only a great rider, but right now he's a hot one, too. If you look for a man on the spot this afternoon, it has to be Dr. Fager's rider, Bill Bolin. Buck Passer likes to come from off the pace, so his trainer is entering another horse to make that pace. Damascus is the same way, so Whiteley is also sending out a rabbit. But Dr. Fager wants to get out in front, so he's got to stand off the two rabbits at the start and then hold off Buck Passer and Damascus. The best jockey in America for riding that kind of race is Bill Bolin. If you want the name of the horse of the year, he'll be the one in the winner's circle after today's running of the Woodward. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for Brock's Candy.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's, means it's Candy Weekend on Monitor. So if you're about to make out your grocery list, now's the time to stock up on candy, candy, candy from your local food stores. With a fall nip of the air, some of those creamy, melt-in-the-mouth chocolates are just the thing. You'll find the candy section at your supermarket has a vast and almost endless display of chocolates this week and every week. So be sure to put candy on that shopping list. Then visit your food store coast to coast. It's chocolate eating time. You'll hear Joe Garagiola on Monitor Sports throughout the weekend. Something special today and tomorrow, if necessary. Monitor Sports will bring you on-the-spot reports of the progress of the red-hot American League baseball race direct from the ballparks where the contenders will be playing. Fenway Park, where Boston meets Minnesota, and Briggs Stadium, where Detroit plays a twin bill with California. If a playoff game is necessary to decide the race, it'll be brought to you by NBC on radio and television, as will the World Series, of course. Band, a tune titled Lapland. And if you can figure out why, you let us know, too, please. Us is Gene Rayburn and Monitor, yours coast to coast on NBC, which comes to you in the southeast area of the state of Washington on KXRO. Brief time out now, and then on through the weekend we'll go.
Monitor, your portable listening companion every weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Sweetheart, if you'd be mine, I'll devote every day to looking for a steady job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kick in the TV set. Even give up bowling. I'll buy you your own Mahjong set. And build you a vine-covered cottage with a fountain of Chateau Martin champagne flowing in the garden.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
How would you like a grapefruit right in a kisser?
The next time you hand a barrel of wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne, the delightful New York State champagne carefully selected from the vineyards of New York's celebrated Finger Lakes to give you that very special Chateau Martin flavor that bubbles over and adds sparkle to every dinner, every party, every occasion. So the next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin New York State Champagne, and she'll love it.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Had any lately?
Catchers Roy Campanella and Mickey Cochran play in the sixth game of the 1967 Dream World Series Monday at 7:45 p.m. exclusively on WNBC New York.
Monitor here today and gone tomorrow. The Brothers Four.
Oh, laugh and chat with their grandchildren. And as they do, the miles between melt away.
You know what, Grandma? I miss you so much.
Well, next time you see them,
can I come up?
Do a lot of loving by telephone. That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Okay, I'll come over Saturday.
Red Hall there, Gene Rayburn with On the Go Monitor 67. Where you'll hear about a new British plan to slow down the rising rate of drunk driving in that country, a report in 3 minutes. Later, you'll chuckle with fast-thinking Steve Allen, but right now we give the green light to the group known as Harper's Bazaar and Anything Goes.
Call Grace's brother.
Don't you dare call Grace's brother. You know I'm good with my fingers.
Well,
let
just,
me
I'll
take
just,
a look at
no. somebody.
But now, did you press the actuator button, the little red one?
I never touch anything.
Don't touch the blue one, get a terrible shock. Put the plug in.
Oh, there she goes.
Talking.
Well, it's still talking. Go ahead. No, pull the plug. Hold it
out. Oh, it pulled its own plug.
Please.
Oh, my.
Just,
how are we going to get it back?
Let me call Grace's brother.
Look. Help me turn it around. It's going to walk back to the wall.
Never did.
If you have a logical mind, everything works for you. You know?
Never. No. You can't.
Yeah. Oh, there she goes.
Now.
All those
gee,
things are
there's
torn.
A big hole in
They're
the wall,
torn.
Isn't there?
Fill this glass for me, please.
Why?
I'd like to take some Excedrin.
Oh, you have a headache.
I have an Excedrin headache.
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you want Excedrin Strength. Tablet for tablet, 50% stronger than aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin Relief.
What's Grace's brother's name?
Last year, over 50,000 Americans died in auto accidents. Do you hear that figure? 50,000 last year. And according to the National Safety Council, alcohol may have figured in as many as half the fatalities. Well, the problem of drunken driving is not the exclusive property of our country. It exists in many other nations, too. This weekend, Monitor is presenting a special series on what's being done overseas to solve or mitigate this problem. We now have a report on a new development in Great Britain from David Weber, NBC News, London.
For a nation that's got the reputation of being sober, upright, and law-abiding, Great Britain has always shown a remarkable tolerance when it comes to drinking and driving. A driver had to be practically on his hands and knees from drinking, and with witnesses, too, before a bobby could convince a judge that he was drunk. The accident charts reflected this leniency. As soon as the pubs closed on Friday and Saturday nights, the accident rate went zooming up to 3 times normal and stayed there for a half hour or so it took the good customers to drive home, those that made it. In Great Britain, drink causes 30,000 accidents a year, about 6% of the total. Now it's changing. In the newspapers, on the radio and television, and on signboards along the highway, drivers are being reminded that their free and easy drinking days will end in 1 week's time. On October 9th, police will be equipped with little plastic bags, and if they suspect a driver of having had too much to drink, they can oblige him to breathe into the bag. It contains crystals that turn green if he's got more than 80 milligrams of alcohol in his system. If the crystals go green, the man goes to the nearest police station for a blood test. And if this verifies what the bag showed, then he's got no argument in front of the judge. None of the favorite courtroom plea. But sure, I always speak with a slight slur. When the new law goes in next month, a British motorist found chemically to be drunk can be fined up to $280 or sent to jail for 4 months. Either way, he'll have his license lifted for at least 1 year. Drivers themselves are taking a sporting view of the new law. Some pubs are laying in a supply of breath bags so that favorite customers can see just how much they can drink before they're legally drunk. It varies from person to person. One man ceases to be sober after 2 drinks. Another can knock back 12 whiskeys before the crystals turn green. When the law changes on October 9th, British motorists want to know just how far they can go, even if it does take some studious drinking to find out. David Weber, NBC News, London.
One of their special series on drunken driving will continue throughout the weekend with reports on conditions in Scandinavia, the Soviet Union, France, Japan, and other countries. It's a serious and widespread problem. Now let's talk about something very pleasant. This is Monitor Candy Weekend, and if Henry Morgan hears about these Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, that's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's. Well, Henry's liable to rush down to the chocolates to cheer about display in his favorite store and buy them all up. Well, will we be? They should have a cherries to cheer about display because these cherries are really something. In Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, you'll never find a half cherry or a skimpy piece of cherry or an undernourished cherry or a skinny cherry. Only whole cherries, 20 of them in each 12-ounce box, so plump they're almost bursting with pride, I guess. And when you get them, notice that creamy cordial surrounding the cherries. It takes a lot of heavy, rich chocolate to do justice to such a center. And that's what you get, lots and lots of Brock's own pure chocolate. It's got to satisfy you or your money back. Brock's chocolate-covered cherries. Don't tell Henry.
By the day, oh, by the box, chocolate to cheer about, come from Brock's, B-R-A-C-H, best Brock's.
I'm Monitor Al Martino.
How can I describe you? Couldn't if I tried to. Though it's clear to me, no one can see the reasons why I love you. What a thrill to touch you. You give so much to me. Every day I live, it's how you give. That is the meaning of you.
And this is the program where, when you lend an ear, you get all the entertainment and information you'd like to hear. Right here on the Monitor Beacon.
From India comes more adventure with Maya. Maya the elephant. This week, Maya and her human friends help a prince who wants to spend a day as an ordinary boy. But their prank threatens to topple a kingdom. Adventure as exotic as its location. Maya, in color on the NBC television network.
Tonight at 7:30 on Channel 4.
Sometimes got the flavor that says, hey, friends, do it again. Valentine Premium Beer.
Did you ever notice they sang Valentine Premium Beer? A very different thing from ordinary beer. Of course, you already know that if you've tasted Ballantine since they improved it, made it a premium beer. But friend, if you haven't, what are you waiting for? You're missing out on great beer drinking. Don't put it off another day. Have yourself a Ballantine premium beer now. That's living. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn here at Radio Central. The time now, 12 and a half minutes before the hour. Here's a monitor tip for the home gardener. When you've finished with the garden hose for the season, roll it up, and instead of leaving the ends loose, screw them together. The hose will store more neatly, and there'd be less chance of losing the washer. And here's another tip. Autumn is here, and the leaves are beginning to fall. Still plenty of grass to cut, so get off to a flying start with a new quick and quiet Lawn Boy Power Mower. Quick to start, quiet on the go. Just one light push on the primer button, one easy pull on the starter cord, and you're off in a flash. Lawn Boy's twin spark ignition gives you the hottest start going, and talk about quiet. Lawn Boy's got an extra large muffler hidden under the mower housing. Muffles engine noise down into the grass. Now about those leaves. Throw your rake away. Lawn Boy does that job, too. It's got a king-size leaf bag, actually vacuums your lawn. See the new 1968 Lawn Boy line at your dealers. Everything from an 18-inch economy model to a big 30-inch rider. One is just right for you. Now's the time to trade for a quick-to-start, quiet-on-the-go new Lawn Boy Power Mower. On monitor next, the song, I Feel It, and the way Peggy Lee sings it, you'll feel it, too.
I feel it. You know I feel it.
Arlene Francis brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Painter Carpets.
I'm going to use a lush, thick carpet, and I'm going to tease you to take off your shoes and run through it barefoot. The carpet is French velvet, and it's made by Painter. In fact, I'm going to invite you to run wild over French velvet, just to prove to yourself how practical a deep pile rug can be. French velvet keeps its new look longer, and that's because of Antron Nylon, a new carpet fiber by DuPont. Antron hides soil because of the way DuPont has chemically modified it to minimize soil reflection. So you're going to play hard to get, huh? Well, I haven't run out of my tempting bag, or should I say carpet, of tricks. Grand Alliance is another painter carpet, one for the holdouts. When you see it, you'll know why. It's made of luxurious Antron nylon, too. And if you're thinking about carpets, see French Velvet and Grand Alliance by Painter at your dealers. Let yourself be tempted by Antron nylon. Don't fight it. A list of the accomplishments of my guest would be bigger than a bread box, which is a phrase he turned and has now used as the title of his new book. Steve Allen, welcome and congratulations on this very funny book.
Thank you, Arlene. Nice to be here.
Steve, writing is just one of your many careers. How do you separate it from the others? I mean, for example, where do you write?
Right down here at the end of my arm. I mean, it just comes right out of my sleeve. I don't know how, by magic. No, seriously, I write anywhere. Literally, I think of things in the bathtub. I carry dictating machines about with me quite often. I dictate in the car. I write certain kinds of things with dictating machine, which is one reason I'm able to turn out such a lot of work. Unfortunately, that doesn't say anything about its quality. But I have a lot of thoughts, and I have a habit of putting them down on paper or into a dictating machine. A lot of nice secretaries to type them up.
You don't have a special room, then, in which you get alone all by yourself?
Well, I do have such a room, but I probably only do about 85% of my writing there. It can fit me anywhere, as the saying goes.
Is that true of your composing as well, when you're doing music?
The composing is even more peripatetic.
Is it?
Yes.
Whatever. Because one would think you'd have to be by a piano.
One would.
But not
but
you.
You know how one is. Wrong most of the time about everything. No, songs are originally written in your head. That little joke I made a moment ago about writing, you know, down here at the end of my arm, it was actually that assumption which made you say, don't you have to compose at a piano, the fact that it kind of comes off your fingertips. No, it comes out of your head, and it can come out of your head whether you're at a piano or not. It's nice to be at a piano because then you hear it back immediately, and that helps you to remember it.
Can you hear in your head without the piano?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, almost all my songs are written by some, I'm not being facetious now, some mysterious process, which, it being mysterious, I don't understand. I don't work at my songs in the way that I work at a poem or a novel or a speech or a letter to my grandmother or something. The songs are just there. I just hear them in my head as if somebody has a little radio tuned in there sending them to me from outer space. Sounds rather spooky, but that's the way it happens.
Uh-huh. Well, when you are at home, do you have a music room?
I have a piano downstairs and the room upstairs where I do my typing and dictating. And generally, if I am near a piano, of course, as soon as an idea for a melody occurs to me, if I'm lying out in the backyard or something, I'll run right into the piano so that I can hear it with all 10 fingers embellishing the idea.
Do you have any special decor in that particular room? Jane may be responsible for?
Well, Jane is responsible for it. She happens to be a sort of an amateur and really could be a professional interior decorator.
Well, then tell us what the room is like.
Well, the upstairs room, which is known as my work room, is a little bit like a forest cabin. It's got beams and a slanted roof only because it happens to be built into our old attic. And it looks like a cabin in Maine, that sort of a room with a lot of wood showing and brick and that sort of thing. And downstairs, we have two large rooms in which we entertain. One is a den, which looks like the proverbial Homes and Gardens California den. Then there's a living room, which looks like a New York living room. When we miss New York, we wander into the living room and sit down.
Steve Allen, you show up here at Monitor any time that you're in town with him and talk about bigger than a bread box or anything else you like.
Thank you
so much, and this is Arlene Francis. Don't fight it. It's bigger than both of us. I mean the temptation to run barefoot through a field of deep, rich carpeting by Painter. Whether you choose to go dashing through French Velvet or Painter's Grand Alliance, you'll be tripping through wide open spaces of new Antron nylon made by DuPont. Antron keeps its new look longer because it actually hides soil, thanks to the way DuPont chemically modifies it to minimize soil reflection. You'll find it hard to resist Painter carpets. So see you dealer soon.
Arlene Francis has been brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Painter Carpets.
Fresh from Rock Candy Land. Really fresh. Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, chocolate-covered peanuts, chocolate bridge mix, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
Today, the latest from NBC Monitor News in just a few moments. Gene Rayburn here.
For secretaries, typists, clerks, accountants, bookkeepers, buyers. And it's exciting to work in a hospital, knowing your job is helping another human being, knowing that you're wanted, needed, and appreciated. See the personnel director at your nearest community hospital. Who knows, your job may become a career.
Long ball hitters, Musial and Mays compete with Ruth and DiMaggio. Kyle Hubbell faces Lefty Gomez, and Roy Campanella and Mickey Cochran are behind the plate. It's the sixth game of the 1967 Dream World Series. Will it be the last, as the National League goes for its fourth and final victory, or will the American League tie it up? No one knows but the computer. For the baseball thrill of a lifetime, make sure you're there for every pitch of this critical game in the 1967 Dream World Series, Monday at 7:45 p.m. exclusively on WNBC. Lee Leonard is yours for the asking. Call him at Plaza 7, 8866, afternoons at 1 on the Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.